there's no way that one can possibly adequately thank a Rebbe for everything that a Rebbe does for a Talmud, for all the Torah that a Rebbe teaches a Talmud. Rav Shai Schechter put it much more eloquently and beautifully than I ever could. But I think the only way that one can come close to showing Hakaras HaTov to a Rebbe that might border on being close to an adequate level of Hakaras HaTov is to give nachas, is to show the Rebbe that his Talmidim are being Marbitz Torah, that his Talmidim are Talmidei Chachamim. Obviously, with his son, it's on an entirely different madrega, but part of what we wanted to do tonight is to thank Rav Schechter by showing his Talmidim, his outstanding Talmidim, and me also, trying to share Divrei Torah and to show what great Talmidei Chacham they've been. In this community, we've benefited many, many times from the Torah that Rabbi Balzum has shared, and he's obviously one of the great, I would say a hidden treasure, but no longer hidden, one of the great treasures of our community, and it's a great zuchus for us to have him share Divrei Torah with us, and we hope that having Rebbe's Talmidim share these Divrei Torah will bring Rebbe some much-deserved nachas.
Rebbe had a lot of different Talmidim in the shir, you know, the guys who sat up the front and really were on top of everything, and then you had the guys in the middle, and then there were the guys in the back who we said we couldn't chop all the Torah, but we paid very close attention to all the stories and all the jokes. And so I can say I'm a good Talmud for that. I just wanted to talk about two Yoni Halacha, but related to Simchas Torah, just two very important minhagim that we do on Simchas Torah that seemingly are against at least Yisurim Derabanan, and why they might not be problematic. So the first one is the most obvious of all of them, which is that there's a Mishnah in Maseches Beitz on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, which says that one is not allowed to clap on Yontif and more than Shabbos, obviously, and one is not allowed to dance on Shabbos and Yontif, and if you ever had a taiva to make noise by slapping on your thigh, you're not allowed to do that either. So there are three things that the Mishnah says that is prohibited midrabanan. So a person is not allowed to do that. And then the Gemara says what the reason is: shema yisak and klishir. That maybe a person is going to come to accompany the singing and dancing with the clapping and the dancing, and then eventually they're going to want to break out the instruments, and the instruments tend to, you know, need tuning, and they tend to snap a guitar string or something like that. So the person is going to have a desire to fix an instrument, and therefore the Chazal went ahead and assured the entire endeavor, and they said you're allowed to sing, but you're not allowed to dance, you're not allowed to clap together with the singing, because that's going to bring it to another level. So it's a very strange Tosfos on that Gemara, and the Tosfos says that very short Tosfos. He quotes the Rashi's Pshat, and then he says, "Yeah, but nowadays we're not such experts when it comes to fixing instruments, and therefore there's nothing really to worry about. That we're allowed to sing with clapping and dancing nowadays, and it's not, we don't have to worry about the Gzeiras Chacham," which is very out of the ordinary for Tosfos and for all the Rishonim. They usually say that the Gzeiras Chazal apply no matter what. Sometimes you have the actual reason for the Gzeirah doesn't really apply. We don't, you know, freely, obviously we're a little more mako perhaps than with other Gzeirahs midrabanan, but we don't freely take medicines on Shabbos and things like that, even though most of us, if not all of us, are not pharmacists. And even if we were pharmacists, we don't really grind up our own herbs and things like that to the point that we would then violate tochein minatorah if we would ever take the pop a pill on Shabbos. So there's no real chashash, but still the Chachamim said you don't do it. So we answered before on Shabbos, Gzeirah Mishum Hashchika Samamonim, and therefore we don't violate the Din D'Rabbanan just because we feel the reason doesn't apply to us. I remember Rebbe said many times in Shir that sometimes it depends on the way the Takana was formulated. That if they formulated the Isser D'Rabbanan where the reason was part of the Takana itself, Therefore, then in those cases, if the takana would be, if the reason would be batal, then the takana would be batal as well. But it doesn't seem necessarily so by this particular issa derabanan that the reason was inherent in the takana. Perhaps that's Tosa's assumption, but l'maisa it's very hard Tosa to understand. In the end of the day, in Shulchan Aruch, it's paskin by the Mechaber that you're not allowed to do these things on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And the Rama writes that there is a minig to do it, and he doesn't seem super thrilled about the, he doesn't seem so happy about the minig that, that people do it, but you know, he doesn't want to come down hard on it either, and then Osei Kelim say that you don't have to make a macha with anybody who's doing it because they're relying on the Shitas HaTosfos, and that's certainly on whom to rely. And so therefore, this is what we have in terms of the basic halacha when we're not really supposed to be clapping and dancing. But obviously on Simchas Torah, we do a lot of that. We have a lot of dancing, we have a lot of clapping, and it seems like it's a little bit shalom kedin. So the different achronim discuss it, not really at length, but different achronim discuss. And the Mishnah Berurah seems to say that it's that really we try lechachila not to rely on the Shitas HaTosfos unless it's begeder simcha shel mitzvah of some sort, and certainly simcha satara would be on the list of simcha shel mitzvah, and therefore Mishnah Berurah seems to like that teretz that it's good enough if it's b'shem simcha shel mitzvah that simchas Torah you'd be allowed to clap and you'd be allowed to dance as much as you want. The Aruch HaShulchan says that he doesn't like that answer. He doesn't think Simchas Shel Mitzvah, and he writes, Dafka, he doesn't think Simchas Shel Mitzvah is enough. He's writing this in Hilchos Shabbos, but he writes he doesn't think even Simchas Torah is enough of a Simchas Shel Mitzvah to allow for dancing and clapping on Simchas Torah. And therefore he writes that he thinks that a better teretz could be because at Lysa, in the end of the day, our dancing is not such festive dancing, and our clapping is not such festive clapping. You said that we would only aser the type of clapping that's done in a rhythm, like a good drum beat that would bring one to actually want to accompany the drum beat with actual music, as opposed to a person just clapping his hands while they're singing this song. He said that's not going to get anybody so excited that they're going to want to introduce actual instruments. He said he didn't like Tosa Svara either because he says Shem Isak and Klishir, we're not such experts. I think I don't play guitar, but I think anyone who knows how to play guitar also knows how to fix a guitar. I think it's like guitar playing 101 is you know how to tune a guitar, you know how to put a string back on the guitar, and that's what the Aruch HaShulchan writes. He thinks that Tosa's reason, Lemaisa, is not a great reason anyway, because people nowadays do know how to fix it. Certainly I don't think people know how to tune pianos and things like that, but basic instruments I think people know how to fix them pretty well. So he's not so excited about the singing and the dancing, except for his teretz, which is that our singing and dancing is not so festive. So I guess it depends how the ruach is, depending on the Simchas Torah, you know, where you are on Simchas Torah. If you're in a place where, you know, they're makbid to follow the words of the Shulchan Aruch exactly, they're makifin es habima sheva pamim, they take a stroll around the bima seven times, you know, to a nigan of some sort, so then, okay, you can rely on the Mishnah Berurah that it's mutter mishum simcha shel mitzvah, and the Aruch HaShulchan says that that's not such exciting dancing that Chazal were worried about. But if you're in a place where it's very festive and very exciting, so then you probably have to be somech on the words of the Mishnah Berurah that they didn't ask her a simcha shel mitzvah. You could rely on the Shitas HaTosfos under those circumstances. They say in the Ma'aser Rav that the Vilna Gaon was makbid to he really got into it on Simchas Torah more so than every other, you know, every yontif he was besimcha as the Torah commands, but on Simchas HaTorah, once the Torah came out, they said he took it to a whole nother level, and it said he wouldn't even hold the Sefer Torah, he would only follow in front of the Sefer Torah, or he would actually face the Sefer Torah when someone else was carrying it. So a lot of the commentaries on the Ma'aser Rav try to figure out why that was, and one of the suggestions that they make is that he was just so into it that he was afraid that with all of his singing and dancing he might actually drop the sefer, so he didn't want to take that chance. Kind of like the reverse of what they say about Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim would held that it was considered if somebody didn't ask you for the Sefer Torah and you wouldn't give it to them, then you could give it to them. But if nobody ever asked you for the Sefer Torah, so then it would be like walking out of the room when the Torah is open or something along those lines, where the Gemara says you can't abandon the Torah like that. So people didn't have the chutzpah to ask Reb Chaim for the Sefer Torah. So the story is that he just ended up holding on to the Sefer Torah for the entire Simchas Torah. So Lamaisa, you have the Gra would do Dafka the opposite. He wouldn't hold the Sefer Torah at all because, and they say, perhaps because he was so excited that they wouldn't want to drop the Torah. and therefore he. But it says very, befarish that he would clap his hands very festively, and he would dance with a lot of his slavas. So I guess you have to be selmich on the idea that it's mishum simcha shel mitzvah that they're going to be selmich on shitas atosos that Chazal wouldn't be makbid nowadays. The second issue I wanted to raise is the issue of the kriyasat Torah that we have on Leil Simchas Torah, which is really not found anywhere predating the Ramah. It's really a minig that's it's not found in the Mechaber even, it's not found in the Torah Beis Yosef. It's a minig that comes from the Ramah, where he says that we have a minig, and it's also interesting, he doesn't really say what you're supposed to read when we do the kriyasat Torah on Leil Simchas Torah. He says, I think we read from the Parshas HaNedarim, which is, so when I first read it, I said, oh, it must be that we read the beginning of Parshas Matos. Why would we read the beginning of Parshas Matos when on Simchas Torah? So then I'll say, can I explain on the Ramah that no, you read from the things that people take Nedarim on. You read from the things that people, and they talk all the brachos in the Torah, you read from the bracha of Yitzchak Avinu v'yitim lecha, and you read from different brachos in Parshas Kisavo, and before it gets to the Tochacha, obviously, and then you read from the different parts of the Torah that people would take nedarim and they would be noder tzedakah to get those aliyos. So that's what they want to explain in terms of the minhag of the Ramah. But I saw one explanation that says actually no, you read from the beginning of Parshas Matos because people made so many kabbalos over the Yamim Noraim and they took so many nedaris in their minds and you want to be machazik people that they should actually keep those nedarim. So we read the Parshas on nedarim. I don't know. Again, I don't know why hearing about when the husband is going to be made for the neder and when the father can be made for the neder is going to be so inspirational for that person. But okay, that's perhaps you could take that lashon of the Ramah literally that he held that you read from the Parshas on Nedarim. But nowadays, Mishnah Berurah already points out we have the minhag to read from the Zos HaBracha. Although if you read some of these articles that people write on Minhagim there's tons and tons of different minhagim, how many people to call up and how many different parts of the Torah to read from. There's all kinds of different minhagim that are going around. But Lamais, in the end of the day, it's very strange. How are we allowed to read from the Torah in the first place when there was no Tekanas Chachamim to open up a Sefer Torah and start reading at this time? So I saw in the Nefesh HaRav and also in the Naras HaRav some different explanations from Rav Soloveitchik that perhaps and it's also quoted in a different Sefer Mekorei Kodesh, not the one from Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, an earlier Sefer Mekorei Kodesh also has this idea that it's nothing to do with the Chi of Kriyas HaTorah at all. It has to do with the fact that when you take out the Sifrei Torah, so it's a little bit of a zilzal not to use them for anything productive other than just to use as something to dance with, which is obviously very wonderful, but it's not a 100% productive activity for the Sefer itself, and therefore we should do something productive with the Sefer. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested, because there is also an old minig that they do the Glilas HaSefer, once they take them out, they roll the Sifrei Torah to the right places, because they're going to have to do a lot of Kriyas the next day, so therefore they would roll the Sifrei Torah to the right places. But once you're going to open up the Sefer Torah to roll it, you want to read something from the Sefer Torah. You don't want to just open up to roll it and do nothing and just to roll it. You have everybody amassed that who are there, and therefore it's important to try to read something from the Sefer Torah. So it's really a din and kavod to the Sefer Torah more so than it is in any kind of a chi of kriyas haTorah. There's a very interesting tshuva that the Netziv has. I think is it Meshiv Dover made the sign. Meshiv Dover didn't make the sign. Okay. But next year, okay. So the in the Meshiv Dover, he got a letter from a rav in Cincinnati, who they had a weird situation where somebody just donated a brand new Aron Kodesh, and apparently the guy was a very powerful individual, and he wanted to make a party where they had a Hachnasas Aron Kodesh, so they were going to take out all the Sifrei Torah, they're going to have a little Rikudim, and they were going to he wanted to read from the Sefer Torah, and he demanded that party take place on a Sunday morning so everybody could come. And there really wasn't any Rosh Chodesh that was coming up or anything like that where they was going to be able to justify reading from the Sefer Torah on a Sunday morning. So he sent the Shaila to the Netziv, I think, and he said the Rav thought that maybe it was a Shaila of Bal Tosif, but the Netziv says it's not a Shaila of Bal Tosif, but it is a major problem because you can't take out a Sefer Torah and read it Shalol Tzarech. It's not acceptable. And then he got into, you're going to have a second problem, we'll come back to one second, but I think and the Netziv was very adamant that it's in a violation of Takanas Chacham to take out a Sefer Torah and read it Shalol Tzarech when there was no Takanas Chacham to read it at that time. So I think based on Rav Soloveitchik's explanation, it's not a problem at all because we are taking out the Sifrei Torah Mishum Kavod HaTorah, that we're going to dance with the Sifrei Torah on the Hakavos, and we're going to roll the Sifrei Torah you know, for the tzorach of the tzibur, that people shouldn't have to wait, and therefore it's not the Netziv's problem of saying that you can't take out a Sefer Torah to read it. Shalol tzorach, the Torah is already out. Now we want to be mechabed the Torah further by rolling it to the right place and by reading it, to be mechabed it a little bit more. So I don't think the Netziv's a problem of just dafka trying to. You're not allowed to take out a Sefer Torah and just stam read it is necessarily an issue over here. But then he gets into the question of what he's supposed to do about making a bracha. Should you make a bracha? And he has a mimonav shach. He has a major problem with making a bracha on the Sefer Torah. He said, because the Netziv takes it as a davar pashut, that according to the Yerushalmi, when the Gemara in Bracha says that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa to say Birchas HaTorah, Yerushalmi is talking about the Birchas HaTorah that you say when you get an aliyah. And according to the Babli, the Birchas HaTorah that they're talking about that's d'oraisa is the one that is the one that's talking about the private Birchas HaTorah that a person makes. So it's interesting that the Netziv first presents it as a mimonav shach that you're doomed. You don't know what to do with yourself, because if you're going, you have a chiyav deraisa to make the bracha according to Yerushalmi, but according to the Babli, it's only midrabbanan, and you can't make the bracha when there's no takanas chachamim to read from the Torah. So it would be an iser of bracha levatala. So you're just causing yourself too many problems by doing that. So that Simchas Torah doesn't really solve our problem. And in fact, the Bikurei Yaakov on his comment on the Ramah, when the Ramah writes that we read from the Sifrei Torah, so the Bikurei Yaakov writes that, of course, it's pashut that we don't make a bracha on such a reading. So the Bikurei Yaakov, I assume the Netziv might suggest, the Bikurei Yaakov is assuming that we paskin like the Bavli, that the Birch Satorah that we say before Kriya Satorah is midirabbanan, and since there's no Takanas Chachamim, you can't make a bracha. The Netziv's son-in-law, Rav Rafael Shapiro, also has a tshuva about the same topic. I don't think he was asked the same shaila, but maybe. It happens to be there's a big Volozhin topic, because the Mishkanis Yaakov, I think Rebbe used to tell us he was from the first graduating class of Volozhin, and then the Netziv, and then the Rav Rafael Shapiro also has a tshuva on this topic. So he quotes, Rav Rafael Shapiro starts off quoting the Mishkanis Yaakov, who thinks, halacha l'maisa, that the Birch HaTorah that we say when we read from the Torah is in fact a dindo raisa. The person's chayv in a Torah to make the bracha, and he doesn't like, or Rafael Shapiro does not like the Mishkanis Yaakov's pshat at all, and he tries to prove that the Yerushalmi doesn't even hold that way, that the Netziv took the Yerushalmi's davar pashut, that it's a chiyuv do raisa to make a bracha when you get an aliyah. He thinks that the Yerushalmi doesn't even have to be read that way, and it's not, okay, l'maisa, he says that's certainly one sheet that to be reckoned with, and he says that there's a number of variables. So he says, if you hold that it's a dindo raisa to make a bracha when you read from the Torah, so okay, so you take out the Torah, now you have a chiyuv do raisa to make the bracha, so you can make the bracha, no problem, because it doesn't have to be a takanas chachamim to read from the Torah in order to do it. He says, if you hold it's a dindo rabbanan, so then he points out that the Rashba is of the opinion that we only make the bracha because of the takanas chacham. So that's when you're going to run into a problem. If there's no takanas chachamim, you can't make a bracha. So that was the problem that the Netziv presented as a davar pashut. So that Rabbi Fal Shapiro presented as only a problem according to the shitas of Rashba. Then he says, but according to the Rov Rishonim, he says this is the pshat and the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch and the way we tend to paskin. He says, well, this is the way all the Rishonim seem to hold, other than a few outliers, which he goes through everything very beautifully. It's a very nice piece in the Torah's Rafal. So he says, but according to the Rov Deos, that we make the bracha mishum kavarat Torah. So when you take out the Torah, there's a chiyuv of kavarat Torah, which says you're supposed to make a bracha before you read from the Torah. And thus, if you would take out the Torah for any reason, it would be a chiyuv of kavarat Torah to make the brachos, and therefore it's not such a big deal to take out, once you have a good reason to take out the Torah and read from it, so it's not a big deal at all to make the bracha. It wouldn't be a problem if you hold Birchas HaTorah is min HaTorah. It wouldn't be a problem if you hold that the bracha is mishum kavod HaTorah. And it would only be a problem if you hold like the Rashba, where you say that, no, it's mishum the takanas chachamim, and therefore there is no takanas chachamim to do this. So that was the Netziv's problem where he held he couldn't do it. So perhaps to answer according to the Netziv and according to the Shita of the Rashba, so you could rely on the Eshel Avram Mibuchach. He has about a page on the Minhagim that we have on Simchas Torah, and then he says that he just writes that you can't really ask any kashas on the fact that they read with a bracha, because that's the minig. So that wasn't so helpful when he said it. He says don't ask a kasha because that's the minig. So after that, he could have held one of two possibilities. Either He holds that that we paskin like the shittas of Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramah, that we make brachos on minhagim. So therefore, you could say that he held that it was a minig, and since the Bnei Ashkenaz, who are the only ones who read from the Sefer Torah anyway, make brachos on minhagim, so then we can make brachos on this minig as well. Perhaps that's what he meant, or perhaps he means that that the ikur, again, probably not what he meant, but there's one more shita to rely on, that the ikur deya, why we make a bracha on the Sefer Torah is not mishum kavra Torah, and it's not mishum tekanas chachamim, and it's not because it was a chi of doraisa to read from the Torah, but because of kavod hatzibur. Once the tzibur is taking out a Torah, so it's pasnish for the tzibur to be reading from the Torah without a bracha. So mishum kavod hatzibur, we make a bracha when we read from the Torah. So if you say it's mishum kavod hatzibur, the tzibur demands that we read from the Torah on Simchas Torah, and therefore to give kavod to the Torah, then we make the bracha. Suggestion.